more on ancient races. While there is no empirical proof other races of intelligent beings lived on the Earth before us, there are some reasons we might think they could have. Why are some scientists so interested in this subject? Is it because they know something we don't? Could we have misinterpreted things we found which many believe indicate aliens were here even in the recent past when instead some of the ancient races on Earth escaped disaster to some degree and were still here at the same time as us? One of the things which were found which could indicate the remains of an ancient race were elongated skulls. Since we always seem to ascribe things we don't understand to aliens, most of the people who saw the skulls thought if they were created by humans wrapping the heads of babies to get that shape, and there is clear evidence some of the skulls were wrapped, the others must be alien. This conclusion was reached because every human skull is composed of many bones and is not one big bone. You can see where the bones were fused together. Every human has these fuse lines. Some of the elongated skulls do not have these lines. This means they are not the same as ours, and that was why some classify them as alien. What if they are not alien at all, but the remains of an ancient race of human-type people? Shouldn't this also be a possibility, no matter how slight? A mummy was found in Peru which clearly seems to be of an intelligent race, which was clothed to a human mummy, but not quite. It has a similar skull but less ribs and even more importantly has three fingers on each hand. Its feet are completely different from ours. The length of the foot without the toes is about one-third of ours and the toes look to be about 6 or 7 inches long and there are only three on each foot. This mummy was in a tomb which was very near the Nazca Lines which are the famous huge drawings in the Peruvian desert. It is said the lines were created to signal to beings in the air. Does this mean they would have had to be extraterrestrial? Maybe we should give some thought to there being some advanced race still on the Earth. Many Native American tribes believe there were four great disasters on this planet. They believe they destroyed the intelligent life which lived in those periods of time. The first three were said to have been destroyed by fire, ice and water. They feel there is going to be a fourth disaster. The Native Americans believe they were alive in the third period, which was the Great Flood, and people called the Ant People saved them by bringing them underground and teaching them how to live there and then bringing them back to the surface when the waters abated. The Ant People were said to look like us but were much smaller. They were called Ant People because when they came out of their holes onto the surface, it reminded the Native Americans of the way ants look when they come out of their holes. We have seen evidence which seems to indicate advanced civilizations existed on Earth, but this is ignored when it happens, because it doesn't fit into the current thinking. Port Maputo, the main seaport of Sudan, is about 150 kilometers from an incredible find, which according to scientists shouldn't exist. There, we find the remains of a huge city which is believed to be 1,500 square kilometers. It is also believed this is only part of what really is there. It has been calculated the city was really 10,000 square kilometers. Here is the kicker, as I like to say, it has been estimated the city is between 160,000 years old to more than 200,000 years old. There are very ancient gold mines in the area and some experts think these people mined gold. No people this sophisticated should have been around then, and if they were, they were supposed to be in a cave somewhere, not living in an ancient city. I hate to beat a dead horse, but much of this goes back to those incredible things which were found and were unexplainable. Why do these objects always get lost? Maybe they get lost because they do not fit the narrative. I am talking about things like the spiral metal springs which were found in Russia and were dated to be over 20,000 years old. They were so delicate it would have taken an advanced civilization to create them. Some of them were only 1/10,000th of an inch. I wonder if we could even make them today? Even the metals, some of them were created from point to an advanced race. While the bigger objects were copper, the smaller ones were made of tungsten and molybdenum. How would a race even know about tungsten and molybdenum unless they were very advanced? When people put a piece of coal into a fireplace, it is just supposed to be an ancient deposit. It is not supposed to contain anything. At least a couple of times when the coal broke, incredible things came out of the coal. It is said the coal used today took about 300 million years to form. People have reported objects like jewelry and other things falling out of their coal. Who was around that long ago? Whoever it was, had the skill to make these objects and might have even been more advanced than us. There was an article which appeared in Scientific American in June 1851, which was about something incredible which was found. It spoke about an explosion which took place in Massachusetts. It cleared rock, but when it went off, a big rock split and a metal vase fell out in two pieces. The vase was made from zinc and silver alloy. The rock was believed to be at least 100,000 years old. We like to say if we could only find human bones which are millions of years old, I am talking about modern humans, we would have proof intelligent beings were on this planet far longer than thought. There is a story that a man named Jerry MacDonald, an American paleontologist, was working in New Mexico when he came upon an incredible find. He found a sheet of rock from the Permian period from 290 to 248 million years ago that had tracks of ancient animals in it. But there was something else though which was even more important. It was said to be a very clear human footprint.